As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, draft week intel from Adam Schefter. Before we get into this, there's a weird thing with the draft. For the first time in forever, I forget how long, every team, Seth, has their own first-round pick as of right now.
It's very, every single team.
Every single team has their own first-round pick. There have been no first-round picks that have been dealt during draft season here, nor that were part of a, you know, one of these, you know, Laremy Tunsil trades or Deshaun Watson trades or anything like that.
What's it all mean? How do I read into this? Is this a sign of the laziness that's pervaded our society?
Do the GMs just don't want to pick up the phone and make trades? They just want to sit on their laurels and everything? I don't know.
Dadgummit, I know tariffs are involved in here somehow, some way. What the hell's going on here?
I'm guessing two things. This is a draft that reportedly, you know, according to people who do the evaluations, there's like 8 really, really good players, and then like the next 60 players are all the same. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that there's that perception that there is a massive tier of like tier 2 players in this draft and very little tier 1. So most of the teams that would be doing the maneuvering and moving around are saying to themselves, we'll just hang here and take whatever falls to us. And I think the second reason is we have not seen, we talked about this a lot during last year, like the teams are shying away now from trading first round picks or multiple first round picks for the right to overpay guys. You know, we're not seeing Jalen Ramsey trades, Laremy Tunsil trades, Khalil Mack, Deshaun Watson, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill. Like these are all players, and I'm sure I'm missing some, that have been dealt for at least a first round pick or multiple first-round picks. Teams are getting smarter about trading away potentially cheap, young, talented players for the right to way overpay aging players. And so they're holding on to their first-round picks. But it's just weird. All 32 teams have their own first-round pick right now. Just sort of a strange deal.
Yeah, and even the guys that are at the top or that you can set as a part, as a different tier perhaps, it's not like they are trade the franchise for this guy or that
correct
guy. So it's a lot of people have described this draft as, hey, there might not be the guys that you look at as, oh, yeah, that's a future superstar. But there are a boatload of guys that you look at and think, you know what, boy, that guy really is a future solid pro or a solid starter or what have you. So it's deep without giving anything to get you overly titillated about. That's my kind of draft, Sean. You know what this is? It feels like you're buying a Mercedes with 9,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm not going to overspend.
Draft.
I'm going to get a nice vehicle, but I'm not going to overspend for something just so I can say it's new.
Well,
yes,
that's a good draft to have the 25th pick in. I would say, you know, it's probably teams picking up in the top 10 that are like, man, I wish this was last year or the year before, whatever it may be.
You sound like a Jack Easterby email. Yeah, actually, the 25th pick is even more valuable than the number one overall pick this year.
Wait till I advocate later this week trading back to 40 because you're going to basically get a first-round talent at a cheaper price.
Right, yeah. By the Texans should never want anything except second and third-round
picks. We need to read that
ever.
Memo the day of the draft again. I feel like that's a memo, and for people who don't know what we're talking about, Jack Easterby had a memo sent out to the media right after the DeAndre Hopkins trade. It had some of the most inane explanations for elements of that trade that I've ever read in a document ever. We should read that. We should do an annual reading of that.
He made it was one of those things. It was a good thing to remember. He actually had a couple of good points in there, but whenever you're trying to make an argument for something, don't try to pack it with as many arguments as possible, because then it's impossible to just not for your opponent or whoever you're trying to convince to just attack and assail the dumbest arguments.
Yeah.
And there were so many dumb arguments.
Yeah. There were dumb ones. The one good one, I'm going to guess what you think the good one was, not to get too sidetracked, was when he said, hey, we can trade back to 40. This is a really deep wide receiver class. That's why we can trade DeAndre Hopkins. But then they drafted Ross Blacklock.
which in the memo promised that number two pick would be a player who would be a very good player for years. For many years, yeah.
Yeah, many.
He lasted how many seasons?
Two.
One and a half?
Two.
Is it two?
Yeah,
two.
Two.
Yeah, he made it two.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. maybe two. All right, so here's what Adam Schefter, the one thing for the Texans here. Let's rate Adam Schefter's intel here and see how good we think it is.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at this yet. Okay. I want you to – I'm gonna shoot from the hip on this one, old Shauners.
Okay, here we go. The title of this segment, there's like 12 sections of this article. The title of the one that involves the Texans is Expect the Texans and Eagles to be Active.
Oh, crap.
Let me read it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to change things.
Hold on, Nugget.
No general manager seems to enjoy making draft weekend deals more than the Texans' Nick Caserio. During the four drafts he has run, the Texans have made a remarkable 22 trades either shortly before or during the draft, including one with the Vikings on March 15th last year. That's shortly before? Okay. On March 15th last year, that netted Houston the second-round pick that Caserio turned into wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
I understand that reference.
The trade with the Vikings was just a warm-up for draft weekend when the Texans went on to make three more deals, two with the Eagles and one with the Lions, that involved nine picks in last year's draft. As busy as they were last year, it was nothing compared to how active they've been during other drafts. During the 2023 draft, Seth, they made eight trades, including the move up for Will Anderson. They made seven trades in 2022. They made three during 2021. If history is any guide, the Texans, who have seven picks this year, will be moving all around the board again this weekend.
All right. This is where I've got an issue with
that's
this.
That's not a report.
This is intel.
It's intel.
This
it says
is
in
intel.
The title. In the title of the article, it says it's intel. Yeah.
This is like you hire somebody for corporate espionage. They're like, hey, listen,
dude,
you need to go find out what those bastards at IBM are doing. And your corporate intel specialist comes in with his report. He's got a dossier. He opens it up and he says, computers were invented in 1945, and there have been advancements in computers ever since. IBM started off making punch cards, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You give me a, yeah, we all know this. Of course they're going to be active on draft.
This is
Intel would be if Schefter said, you know what?
The
Texans and Casera are usually really active, but expect them. The intel is that they're actually not going to be that active this year.
Right. No,
Don't degrade yourself, Schefter. You disappoint me.
This is telling me that, you know, like 10 years ago when Charlie Sheen was on his bender, that he's going to do coke. You know, my intel tells me.
Yeah.
My intel tells me this hooker is going to get laid. Like, oh.
My intel tells me that he's going to hire a prostitute sometime in the next
week. Yeah, Charlie Sheen. Right. Yeah, like it's. So anyways.
Yeah, not Caserio.
Yeah, that's the intel.
Now, that would be intel. That would be juicy intel.
That would be juicy as hell, but that's not happening.
Tell me whose marriages are falling apart right before the draft.
That's what I want to know.
You tell me which GM, likely the Browns or somebody like that, his life has turned to crap.
It is. The one part of that is interesting to me is he does point out who they were making the trades with last year, and one of them was Howie Roseman and the Eagles, and Caserio might have even said this on our show because we talked to him after they had made the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade, and he mentioned, like, yeah, Howie and I have done business before. And so there is a comfort level sometimes with teams that you do deals with. You know, they've done draft day deals with the Eagles before. You know,
yeah, and this has, so the Eagles have 20 selections over the next two drafts. And So they've got 20. This is the intel I got from Adam Schefter. Yeah. Somehow he unearthed this intel.
Yeah.
By Googling how many picks
the Eagles have.
This isn't actually. I like this this breadcrumb work of like, oh, okay, they've done deals with the Eagles, and the Eagles have 20 selections over the next two drafts, so they might be looking to do business.
Yeah. He's got some quick hit notes. Let's see if these have any validity to them here. Some intel. Contrary to internet speculation, the Eagles are not trading A.J. Brown. The star wide receiver signed a 3-year extension a year ago this week. There had been some rumors out there that A.J. Brown was on the trade block.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See, now, Schefter, you're serving a purpose.
Yeah.
You're pouring cold water on that. Once he's picked Thursday night, Colorado standout Travis Hunter wants to make sure Roger Goodell introduces him as a cornerback and a wide receiver. You know what?
Oh, okay. Cornerback and wide receiver, Travis Hunter.
I hope Goodell goes into, don't tell me what to do. I'm the commissioner. I'll introduce you as...
He's all lovey-lovey on draft night.
That's
you
true.
Know, it's just like as he hugs the guys, 33% of whom he'll end up suspending or fining someday.
Yeah.
It's nothing but love at the very beginning. Yeah,
Will picked him.
It's like you and your father-in-law on the wedding night. Like, oh boy, nothing could ever drive a wedge between us.
What do you think happens? He's got some stuff here on Shador. Shador's the most interesting story on draft night right now, right? I mean, like, generally speaking, like he's because
I think even if you and that's the hard thing with Shador. Separate all of the kind of the drama around it and everything. I'm not even saying. There's just drama around that whole situation.
Yeah.
Not faulting Shador for it or whatever. It's just that he's a very interesting prospect.
Yes.
Given the way I think strictly on football things, a lot of different teams probably have different feelings about him. And then you have all of these dynamics like the Steelers who, are probably micro-analyzing the Pat McAfee interview of Aaron Rodgers last week to figure out what's going on. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things that could happen with Shador Sanders.
Schefter says this about Shador and the Giants. The Giants are picking third. And the rumors like a week ago were the Giants and the Browns picking at 2 and 3. Browns picking 2, Giants picking 3. They're not taking a quarterback. And next thing you know, the Giants' entire brass is out in Boulder last Thursday for a private workout with Shedeur Sanders. Schefter says, as one NFL GM said about Joe Shane has lived in Boulder. So apparently Joe Shane has spent a lot of time evaluating Shedeur Sanders. The Giants even had access to unique insight. No one else did. Colorado's director of on-campus recruiting for their football team is Malika Slayton, sister of Giants wide receiver Darius Slayton. So there's that. Okay. They've got somebody in the building there.
What does she do?
She's the director of on-campus recruiting for the football team.
Okay.
So that's, you know, so she's around it.
That feels like the kind of thing that could only be bad info if she's got any kind of info. Like, okay, she's the director of on-campus recruiting. She probably doesn't have a whole lot of insight to actually what happens going on inside the football building and everything. Yeah. So I'm not saying that she does have bad info. I would just think that, okay, that's the only thing you could glean from that is either, okay, Shedeur was super cool with recruits or whatever, that would be a check in his favor.
Yeah.
Or like, oh wow, he was a jerk or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder how much of an edge that gives Joe Shane, who's already proven himself to be a horrible general manager.
Horrible general manager.
I feel like whatever intel she can provide could potentially be way overweighted by Joe Shane.
Yes.
Joe Shane's going to read way too much into it and think that he's got this edge on everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically the Giants, the Saints, or the Steelers for Shedeur.
I clicked on the link and actually saw the article, Sean, now. So okay. The one little nugget that is interesting, that defensive tackle, Desmond Watson, who weighs 464 pounds.
Oh, the Florida kid?
Yeah, he could become the heaviest draft pick in NFL history.
Did he even get on the field for Florida?
Like he did at times. There's like one play where he picked a dude up and threw him down, and you know, people go gaga over that.
And he wears
and
like
ignore
a
ignore all of the other times that he's just standing there, being largely ignored because he's not going to get to a tackle.
He doesn't wear a defensive tackle's number either, if I'm not mistaken. Like I remember seeing him on the internet for the first time. And he was like wearing like number 21 or something like that, and I'm like, that is the biggest running back I've ever seen in my life, 400 pounds.
Well, according to this YouTube video, he's the scariest D lineman in college football.
Oh, that's a good title right there.
Yeah.
Have you do you have the gumption to put titles like that on a video for?
No. Oh man, some of these the guy.
You're never
going
to reach your potential unless you start getting the stomach to put salacious headlines.
Oh no, yeah, and they
up.
Get. Oh, I know, and they get so many clicks and views, but I don't think people stick around. People get angry at those accounts because it'll be things like Texans make insanely brilliant move,
yeah.
And it's they signed Irv Smith Jr. Like okay, or like,
yeah,
this tips
yeah.
the NFL yeah. upside down.
Yeah,
Texans re-signed J.J. Taylor.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
The ones that got Amy and I, not didn't get us, I mean, but we just booked our vacation for the first week of July, and we're not doing a road trip this year. We're just going to an all-inclusive and sitting around and eating and drinking for 6 days. But we wanted to see reviews of the different properties we were looking at.
Uh-huh.
And the big catchphrase in those YouTube reviews is honest opinion. When they put honest opinion in there, because the immediate place your brain goes is like, ooh, what's wrong with this place? You know, when they put honest opinion.
You know which one I used to be a sucker for? And I knew I was a sucker for it, but back when I was, like 22 years old, or 20 years old, looking for a used car.
Yeah.
And you're looking through the newspaper. If I saw AC blows cold, I was like, whoa, that sounds awesome. Like, yeah, lots of cars have air conditioning, but this AC blows cold.
Blows cold.
And it might have a little icicle or something.
I was going to ask you, do they have graphics? Do they have snowflakes next to it?
Yeah,
and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
That would totally suck.
And that's how I became
me.
The proud owner of an 89 two-door Pontiac Le Mans.
That blew cold.
That AC blew cold. Oh, and it did. It did. Yeah.
It was not false advertising.
The seat mountings weren't as sturdy as I needed them to
be. Well, you know.
2 days before I got drafted in 1997, I was taking a hard corner, you know, putting the Le Mans through its paces, and taking a hard corner in Ithaca, and my seat broke off its mounting.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, man, I really got to get drafted.
Okay.
I really hope this all works out.
How quickly did you swap out that car after you got drafted?
Pretty soon after.
What'd you get?
I got it used. I was being smart with my money.
Yep.
But I got a lightly used UConn.
Okay. So it's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Seat mounting's never broke on that.
I'll bet. Yeah. Good job. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. So that's the scuttlebutt.
Desmond, I'll tell you what, honestly, Desmond Watson is scary looking because it's not, he's got a gigantic butt. Like as you would expect a 445 pounder to have, except it looks like he's got some substance to him. He's not all fat. Like, there is a part of him where any coach is going to look at him and be like, man, if we can just get him to lose.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you throw him on the Ozempic, you know?
Yeah.
And just, if you could just get him down to 375, you're working with something.
Day three, man. Just throw a day three pick at him.
There's something there. Yeah. He's not just all slop. He is a large human being with some power in that butt of his.
Not all slop. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's a lot of slop, but not all slop. All right, what went wrong for the Rockets last night? How fixable is this for game two in this first round series with the Warriors? We'll dig into that coming up next.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.